Hi guys.
You're listening to Stuart Pink on
Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. And I'm delighted to be joined in the comfort of Studio 2 by Kelly O'Donoghue. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for coming in.
No, thank you for having me today.
I believe this is your radio debut.
It is, yeah. It's a bit nerve-wracking.
Hugely exciting. We'll have to get you to pick some songs for us and stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'm totally put you on the spot now because you've not...
No, I did not pre-plan that.
Thanks for coming in. You're here to talk to us about your mental health project. So what exactly inspired it and what is it?
So the campaign is called Our Stories in Our Words, which is going to be released in line with Mental Health Awareness Week on May the 9th. The reason for the campaign actually came about from my own experiences with mental health. I've experienced mental health for over half my life. And actually, 2 years ago, I experienced a mental health breakdown. And for me to hit rock bottom and come out the other side, I wanted to turn such a negative time of my life into something positive, and to now use the opportunity that I have got to spread the message and awareness about mental health.
To start the conversation going, I think it's one of those things, isn't it, mental health? We all talk about it and everyone says, oh yeah, we need to talk about it. But sometimes listening to each other and actually having the conversation with the people you
know. Yeah, and I think even now, it's not something you just sit down with people and just start to discuss. I don't sit with my friends and go, let me just talk about my mental health today. It's breaking the stigma that is still so attached to mental health, despite the awareness that is there currently.
So what are your experiences of it, if you're able to talk about them? Are they a long time you had the mental health problems you've had?
So I was diagnosed by a doctor with depression at 17, and I attended counselling at the time, and the counsellor actually said to me, you know, I think you have been experiencing mental health for years prior to that. You know, if I could pinpoint it to an age now, I'd probably say 12. And was when I first started experiencing mental health. And then I was diagnosed with anxiety at 20. So it was a bit of a challenge to have to accept that I was then sort of facing two mental health sort of issues. And also one of them can just trigger the other one. And, you know, it's been sort of a relentless sort of challenging journey. But I think now I've fully accepted that mental health is a part of me, but it doesn't define who I am.
Exactly. And I guess by having two different types or two different, categories of a mental health problem, it's more of a kind of spectrum thing. And so many people have different bits of various different diagnosed mental health.
Yeah. And
issues.
That's, I think with the campaign, what I really wanted to spread the message of is that mental health doesn't discriminate. It can happen to anyone at any time. It doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter how old you are, what your background or position in life is. It can happen and it can be triggered by anything. You know, the people involved in the campaign, some of them have experienced mental health from an early age, like myself, some only a few years ago. It's been triggered by bereavement. You know, it can happen at any time. And I think what we need to sort of highlight is that mental health isn't a one size fits all category. It's such a universal subject, and you know, people with the same diagnosis don't mean they're going to experience the same symptoms. And it's just important to highlight that it is such a wide, you know, it's a wide spectrum.
Affects anyone at any time, absolutely. So you've put together a video or a film detailing some people's experiences of it. How did that come about?
So the idea actually came last year. I released an image from Mental Health Awareness Week on my Instagram page, and I wrote a piece about mental health, and it received a really good response. And I sort of had the idea of creating a video, but I just didn't have the self-confidence in myself that I would do it justice. So it weren't until the beginning of this year. I had a number of life changes that occurred in the same week, and I wrote down...
Big week.
It was an awful week. I wrote down a list of things I wanted to achieve, and I put mental health campaign, and I got my little notebook out, and I started writing down sort of the concept of the video. And once I had that in place, I reached out to a videographer called Scott Davies, who came on board. And then I started reaching out to people that I knew, members of the public, and just sort of presented them the idea of what I wanted to create and how they felt about obviously sharing their experiences with mental health. And I feel really fortunate that the group of people I have, you know, not only wanted to be on board, but they trust me to share something so personal to them.
Yeah. must have been quite a challenge for people to sit down in front of a camera and kind of open up.
It was. But do you know what? I think when I was finding people to be on board with it, I actually had more inquiries from men than I did women. And there is such a massive stigma about men speaking out about their mental health, and to have actually had more men come forward to be involved in it is actually, I think, phenomenal, really.
Wow, that shows you people, that men do want to talk about it.
It does, yeah, no, definitely. But I think, you know, when people see the campaign, obviously you're just going to see an edited version, you know, but on the actual day, I know for everyone involved, it was so emotionally challenging to have to sit there and talk about things, especially when a lot of us were talking about things we've never spoken about before, and now we're putting it out to the public.
I applaud you and everyone involved in making it, because it's such a raw thing to do, and but a really important thing to share those experiences and to get the conversation
definitely
going.
And I think as an audience member, you're going to be able to watch. There are 8 people in the campaign, and they've all got a unique story to tell, and as an audience you'll be able to relate to, you know, different people's experiences and think, oh, actually, you know, it's okay to not be okay, and there is support available out there for you.
So should we have a little listen to a clip of the video, if that's all right?
Definitely. I've got the intro for you.
Do you want to introduce it, and we'll play it now?
So here is the introduction to my campaign video called Our Stories in Our Words.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
1 in 4 of us would experience mental health at some point during our lifetime.
Despite the proximity, only 1 in 8 people with mental health receive treatment.
Many feel isolated, ashamed, and unable to reach out.
And with the recent global pandemic, treatment and support is delayed, with services overwhelmed, with a significant increase in those experiencing mental health.
It is more important than ever that we educate ourselves and others in this fight against mental health.
It's time to talk.
This year's Mental Health Awareness Week focuses on combating loneliness.
Experiencing mental health can be a very lonely place to be. It can happen to anyone at any time. It doesn't discriminate.
Remember, it's okay not to be okay.
And you are not alone.
We have united to share our stories and experiences and to raise awareness about a subject close to all of our hearts.
Together, everyone achieves more.
98 FM. This is Phoenix
98 FM. That was a short clip then of Our Stories in Our World, a fabulous film, locally produced and made, Kelly.
Yep, so we filmed it in Chelmsford. I had to obviously find somewhere that I could gather everyone at the same time, so we hired a local hall in Chelmsford and we filmed it there.
All poured your hearts out. And
yeah, I mean, there was a lot of ugly crying that day.
But a beautiful thing to have done. Are these people, obviously all your friends, still in touch with each other, haven't been through that together?
Yeah, no, we've got a group chat. So we're, you know, I'm constantly pestering them on the group chat. We're going to go out and celebrate once this is released, because I think we all deserve a drink after what we've had to say. But, you know, the people involved, some of them were my friends, they're my work colleagues, and they're people I know that run mental health support groups. So I had a wide range of people involved.
Brilliant stuff. So it's out on YouTube, and we'll stick it on the Phoenix FM website for people to see and view as well. But it's all done, obviously, of course, to raise awareness for mental health issues, but also there's a charity element to it too.
Yes, so when I came up with the concept, I knew that alongside it, I wanted to raise money for charity. And the chosen charity is Mind, which supports better mental health. So we do have a Just Giving page set up, where people are able to make donations or sponsor any of the people that were involved. And we do greatly appreciate any donation or any sponsor. You know, I'm hoping that we can reach our targets.
Have you got a target line in the sand?
I mean, I only set the target at £100 because I didn't anticipate there to be such a huge interest in the campaign initially. But, you know, the local community have been so supportive and people are really interested in it. So I'm hoping that we will do a lot more than the set target.
We'll hope so. We'll stick a link on the Phoenix FM website for you to go and donate to it as well. But what's the Just Giving page?
So it's Just Giving, and it is titled Our Stories in Our Words.
Excellent. So speaking of your story, with your mental health issues, we've discussed what is it you do to unwind and kind of calm down, chill out, relax? What makes you feel better in life?
So my release for my mental health is I do photo shoots part-time outside of my normal job. I mean, Monday to Friday, I work in a nursery, so I'm around children all day.
That'll stress anyone,
eh? I mean, it definitely keeps me on my toes. And then I do the photo shoots outside of it. So I've built an Instagram platform from it. And I think because I've got that social media platform, it meant that making this campaign, you know, was easier.
Yeah. And that's how you unwind. That's what you do for fun.
Yeah. I mean, I like being creative. You know, anyone that's worked with me on a photo shoot knows I like to get involved, you know, get in the water, climb a wall.
So that Lara Croft one, isn't it? Amazing. So what's your Instagram account? Where can we find out more about you?
Miss Kelly Maria.
Miss Kelly Maria. Nice and simple. We'll stick a link on the Phoenix FM website too.
Thank you.
So you're going live on Instagram with all this?
Yes, so this Friday at 7:30, I'm doing my first ever Instagram live just to talk about the campaign. A couple of people involved with the campaign are coming on as guests just to talk about, you know, their experience, obviously, of filming the campaign and also an opportunity if anyone has any questions that they would like to ask us. So it'll be interesting because me going live can go one of two ways.
Well, you've done a fabulous job on the radio, so it's great practice.
No, definitely. I think I'm better off just being asked rather than having to rehearse it because I'll overthink it all.
Well, one thing we haven't rehearsed at all, as I was going to ask you to pick a tune for us or a song. Is there a song we could play that would make your day or would suit what we're talking about?
So I'd actually like to play a song that my granddad really enjoyed and we sadly lost him last week. So in his memory, I'd like to play My Way by Frank Sinatra as it was one of his favourites, please.
That's a beautiful dedication. Lovely song. We shall stick it on for you now. Kelly, it's been lovely to chat to you.
Thank you very much. Thank
Good
you
luck
so much.
With your campaign, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing,
And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was